Piano Jazz is made possible by the National Endowment for the Arts, Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. Welcome to a special Christmas edition of Piano Jazz. Today, as we approach the most wonderful time of the year, my guests and I are going to be treating you to jazz versions of some of your favorite Christmas songs, as well as a few tunes you may not have heard before. I can't think of a better way to start the show than with this duet version of Let It Snow with one of my favorite piano partners, George Shearing. I knew it was going to come out like that.
Well, I think that the thing about two jazzers is that they will eventually make up their minds and kind of catch up who's going where. And like you, I could tell that that thing was going to end in that rather humorous way.
Well, you're a rather humorous fellow.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. People say, well, what do you mean end in a... You mean you don't have that already arranged? The answer is no, we don't have it all. All we have arranged is that we will meet at such and such a time and occupy two piano stools and play whatever is required at the moment. And of course, this is the holiday season, so we're playing holiday music. And if I might be so bold on your show, I would like to suggest playing this snowfall.
It's a wonderful tune.
Oh, yeah.
Claude Thornhill.
Claude Thornhill's band and my quintet spent a week at the Rustic Cabin in New Jersey. And I think we had more people on stage than we had in the audience.
But didn't you have great fun with Claude Thornhill?
Oh, lovely. I mean, the band was just incredible. So here is Claude Thornhill's theme song, Snowfall.
That was George Shearing performing Claude Thornhill's theme song, Snowfall. Before that was our improvised duet of Let It Snow. Well, if all this talk of snow is leaving you a little cold, then pianist and singer Tony Desar has a tune that's sure to heat things up.
This is one of my favorite holiday tunes. It's called I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. It's one of those songs that really evokes a real feeling when you hear it, just the way it describes both in the melody and the lyric, how it feels to kind of be snuggled up on a really cold night, you know, kind of next to a fireplace and with someone that you care about. And it's not even expressly about Christmas. It's really just about that time of year and kind of the importance of being warm and being loved.
Thank you.
snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. Who needs an overcoat? I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, but I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I've got my love to keep me warm.
That was Tony Desar with a swinging version of I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. You'll hear more of Tony in a future piano jazz program. But in the meantime, we've got more Christmas music coming up. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You know, for many years, Christmas Eve, for me, was spent playing in nightclubs. Some of my fondest memories of the season are from the 50s, when I was working at the Hickory House in New York City. My trio would play jazz versions of Christmas tunes for the audiences until the wee hours of the morning. After our set, we'd share a free turkey dinner, which was the club owner's idea of a Christmas bonus. A recent guest of mine, Carly Munoz, knows what I'm talking about. Not only is he a seasoned performer, but he's also a restaurateur and jazz club owner in Puerto Rico. He told me what it's like at his club during the Christmas holidays.
It is a very special time. It's our busiest time. A lot of people want to get away from the cold, and they head for the islands. And not only that, but it's special because of all the music. Everything changes. The whole mood, even the menu, changes, and it's just a joy. Oh, it's a time also we do things like we feed the homeless, which is a joy for us to do. We get a lot of people that are volunteer, and it's a very special time.
And what are some of your favorite Christmas tunes?
I love them all. One that pops in my mind, the 12 Days of Christmas, that's really cute. I love that. And I love accompanying Christmas carols. It's just...
Maybe you could play that one.
Well, I can do a little thing with it, a little improvising, and make something of it.
That's great.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
That was a wonderful improvisation on the 12 Days of Christmas by pianist Carly Munoz. It might be something that you would hear him playing if you walked into his club at Christmas time. Which reminds me, I recently met a wonderful pianist named Robin Malloy Goldsby, who just wrote a wickedly funny memoir called Piano Girl, chronicling her 30-year career as a lounge pianist. I'm sure she spent a Christmas or two at the keyboard, and she probably knows just about every Christmas song there is. But when I asked her to play one for us, she surprised me with a tune of her own.
This piece is called First Snow, and I was inspired to write it by a concert that I did in Germany. I was playing in a castle called Schloss Lerbach, and it was the first Advent Sunday of the season. And I was doing a concert there for about 100 people. And it hadn't snowed yet that year in Germany, so it really was the first snow that evening. And as people were coming up the driveway to the concert, the snow was falling down, and there were those big, giant snowflakes, the ones that looked like children had cut them out of paper in kindergarten and hung them up in the windows. Big, giant snowflakes, and there were candles and torches lit along the driveway that led up to the castle. And it was really magical. It was almost like a fantasy land. And shortly thereafter, about a week thereafter, this song came to me, and I called it First Snow.
That was Robin Molloy Goldsby playing an original First Snow, a magical tune that couldn't be further from the bar scene where she played piano for so many years. You know, when you're a jazz musician working during the holidays, you're bound to get a lot of requests. Oh, sure, it's easy to swing on Winter Wonderland or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but some tunes offer more of a challenge to the jazz musician. Well, guitarist Mimi Fox's treatment of Joy to the World demonstrates how even this traditional Christmas hymn can make for a swinging jazz tune. Thank you. That was Mimi Fox, bassist Gary Mazzarotti, and me playing Mimi's bluesy arrangement of Joy to the World. Well, there's more coming up on our special holiday edition of Piano Jazz, and you can hear more Christmas music with me and my friends on an NPR Jazz Christmas Collection, a 3-CD box set available online at shop.npr.org or by phone at 1-888-NPR-DISC. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR.